It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Interviews and more text reading. Anyway, take two. This idea is brilliant. I have the perfect solution for the Crows training home base location. The Mount Barker new football complex where Gather Round games were played. Great playing surface, infrastructure 80% built. Just need a couple of extra buildings, change rooms, shops, etc. Other clubs have moved away from the main stadiums and CBD area, like the Lions, the Dockers, the Eagles and the Hawks. If they are based in Mount Barker, they're AFLW team, and that's all I've got, because, John, there's only so many characters you can have, and you went too long with your text.
Oh, nice thought, but Mount Barker is a bit out of reach for what Adelaide needs, and the way things are going with Theberton and now Football Park, West Lakes, that's adding millions and millions of dollars, these delays. Yeah.
Given that
really, Adelaide now should just say, that's it, we've had a gut full of this. Go back to the Adelaide City Council.
Exactly.
And if that doesn't work, the Campbelltown Council is more than happy to give them heaps of land.
All right. Sorry for not reading that, Johnny. We cannot read all of them. We try to. I think it would have been John from Hectorville, given the tone, because he always announces his texts as a brilliant idea until they falter. He wanted two rucks.
He got them.
How'd you feel about that, Johnny? Hey, hey! If you want to win a over $1,000 prize, thanks to Ned Whiskey, that's a double pass to Live Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack Watering Hole Suite. So you're actually in a corporate suite overlooking the 12th hole. It's worth over $1,000. We're playing nearest the pin. Who wins tomorrow's game between Essendon and Collingwood, and by how much? And who wins the Anzac Day medal? Get your entry in now. We'll give you a ring Friday morning to let you know you've won, and we'll announce it on air as well on Friday. Matthew Nix spoke today, Rooch, at the press conference. This is Matty talking about taking on North Melbourne.
Young, new coach coming in, implementing new strategies for them. They will compete, as we mentioned last week, coming into Essendon. Yeah, boys, it's going to be a contest. It's going to be exactly the same. You know, they took it to Fremantle. We know they're going to come out breathing fire, as we are. They're under pressure from a results point of view. But they're playing good footy in patches, so we're going to have to be on our game. And coming off of the game we went through, I'm confident our guys will come out, seeking that contest.
Who does it better? He's right. Both have got a fair bit to prove in a game that people are saying.
What do you think will happen, honestly?
I think we'll see again the Kangaroos play that roo ball where they'll be very brave, but it won't be good enough to stop. Adelaide.
I know a lot of Crow supporters that think they're going to lose. Shouldn't I think they'll win by seven goals. Mm. But when we do the Friday forecast, Rooch, Friday afternoon we'll be on at 4:30 to 6:30, just before the Port St Kilda game, because I live golf. Adelaide to win by seven, but that will be my doomsday scenario.
Oh, yeah.
If they lose that one. Yep. You wouldn't do a press conference and not expect someone to ask Nixie about Josh Rochelli?
I think he's gone about it exactly the right way. He's acknowledged it and... Yeah, he knows he needs to be better in that. We've all had a moment. I sat down with Josh. I said, mate, I had about 15. Every player's had one of those moments in their career. Jonathan Brown has had a moment in his career, the most courageous one of them in the game. So it happens. Acknowledge it. Know you need to be better. I think he's done exactly that. It tarnished what was actually quite a solid game for Josh. He'll be better for it.
Yeah, he will.
Yep, I think it's fair enough.
He'll have to deal with what comes with it, particularly from opponents.
Yeah, he's received a lot of support. Joel Selwood, one of the toughest players ever.
Oh, yeah.
This was him talking about Rochelli not changing.
And to be honest, if I was at the Adelaide Footy Club and I'm Jordan Dawson, I'm grabbing Matty Nix and we're bringing him into a room and saying, don't you change, OK? We can work on a couple of little things, but we need you out there celebrating, giving us energy. You know, when they do play their best, he's a big part of it, so we need him up and about.
And he's referring to the celebrations. Yep. He's talking about pulling them back a little bit. Stack of texts coming through, Roach. This one's from Chris O. Chris from Seacombe Gardens. Collingwood by 23, De Goey to win the medal. He hasn't been as dominant, De Goey, this year as I thought he would be. Another one here, Collingwood 9 points, De Goey. That's Muzz from Parafield. Steve from Seaton, Collingwood 34, Nick Dacos. A lot of people picking Dacos.
Yeah, that was inevitable.
Yeah. Premier Pete is weak on the Crows / Sandful. He should declare them major projects, then the councils can be overridden.
Yeah, but you know there's sensitivities about the way in which people then vote later on. That's why they're always
worried. He's on a roll. He's on a roll at the moment. Matt,
but this one, your point on a long time ago, we're talking about two areas of Adelaide that always had football.
Yep.
It's not as if all of a sudden someone's taking over a bit of green space that's never had a football game on it.
And there's a lot of hypocrisy out there from the Adelaide City Council. They're very annoying, Roach. Like, you know, they say we can't have this on council land. There's other activities. Where does SA Tennis have their head office?
Yeah, I get you.
Where does the SACA have their head office?
But there's an option for Adelaide, which doesn't
There's a commercial
put any
business in the South Park lands that does, what is it, when you go down those traverse between the trees? Oh, not hang gliding, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I get you. Yeah,
What is it?
No, I don't know what it's called, but I can visualise.
Oh, what is it?
Are you talking about the tree?
Trees,
tree
top
climb.
No, not the treetop climb.
But anyway, the point is here.
You slide down a harness.
Adelaide could build a magnificent home.
Zipline.
Off. Flying Fox. Four of us in here. Yeah. None of us have got a brain.
Because I'm actually,
Benny.
The bigger point there is Adelaide could build their infrastructure off parklands and used parklands at the west over there. And they would actually be caring for that area of Adelaide better than the city council can do.
I agree with you, Roach. Don't you worry about that. Just trying to, Blake's fired up. I'm trying to find this.
Is he?
Yeah, I know you like to respond to this before we get back to Nixie. Hi, Kimbo and Roach. Koshy told us he looks at all the data, inverted commas, when he made his decision to re-sign Ken as coach. I wonder if he's taken a look at the latest data set, which shows this year Port is the worst team by a whopping 12.2% of total points conceded in time on this year. 52.1% of their scores against come in red time each quarter, a damning stat that can only be linked to the football program in game plan and fitness. That's from Blake.
I'm going to find a damning stat on every team this year, can't I? Yeah.
Why didn't you send that when they were before they lost? All right, we'll wait. We'll wait and see. Hey, Modbury Mac, he's a ripper. He says, Arvo, fellas, nearest the pin. This is for a prize worth over $1,000. Collingwood by 35, Anzac Day medal, Jordan De Goey. All right, Adelaide's got a few injuries. Here's Matty Nix talking about Berry, Smith, Butts and Murphy.
Sam Berry unfortunately won't get up. So he won't train today. Brody will attempt to train today and we'll see how he goes. So I'd say Brody's 50-50. When we say back injury, there's back tightness. Probably looking back on it, it did hinder him slightly on the weekend as well. So we'll make that decision together, but today will be an indicator of that. Butsy, we're going to see how he goes. But he's going to train today. Again, that's one that we won't know until probably, you know, a couple of days because we'll have to see how he pulls up. But he's feeling really good at the moment and he's confident. So fingers crossed he goes well. And Murph's possibly available as well. Now, Murph's been out now for 3 or 4 weeks. So that's one where we'd have to keep an eye on the decision we make there and make sure we do the right thing by both Murph and the team. That's right on the borderline of how much footy can you miss and come straight back in at AFL level. Again, the decision's not made yet.
No, well, I reckon they're pretty easy decisions. From the outside, Roach, if I can be a bullhead, no tax on that, please. Sam Barry, well, he's been ruled out. Brody Smith, if you're waiting to see how he pulls up. Don't play him. Jordan Butts, if he's borderline and we're only at round 6 and you won't know until Friday, don't play him.
Mm-hmm.
And Lachie Murphy, well, if he's ready to go, he goes back to the sample. Pretty easy. Time to have a look at a few of the young lads. What about Billy Dowling and Daniel Curtin? Are they close?
Well, there's a number of guys that are playing well. You know, Billy Dowling's playing some good footy at SANFL level. Dan Curtin's, you know, nearly ready to go. We're enjoying what he's doing. He's been challenged. Last week he played on probably one of the best forwards in the game, just as another step in his development. So he continues to sort of put his hand up. There's a number of others through. Himmelberg. It depends. It may not be a like for like. We've got Nankervis on a wing. We've got Jones on a wing that have both played back. Something that we're always working on is guys having multiple roles that they can move into. So if Smith's not there, it may be something we do from within the group, moving players. But we'll keep an eye on that during training.